FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Hello, I'm your host Cockers and welcome to This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. On this week's show, we'll have all the reaction to the weekend match between Atherton Colliery's and FC United. But before that, it's now time for this week's club news. And we start this week with a date for your diary, as the club have announced the dates for the next annual general meeting, which will be taking place at Broadhurst Park on Sunday the 8th of December. Anyone wishing to attend or vote at the meeting must be an FC United member by 12 noon on the 11th of November. With any member wishing to submit a vote or resolution having until the 24th of October at 12 noon to do so. Whilst any members wishing to stand for election to the board, you must have been a member for more than two consecutive seasons, and you'll also have until 12 noon on the 24th of October to submit your application. Please visit the club's official website at www.fc-utd.co.uk for more details. Elsewhere, into last Tuesday night's action in the league now, and FC United fell to an unfortunate 3-1 defeat at home to Basford United at Broadhurst Park.
Dodd bringing it forward for FC. Potts on the turn, he's outmanoeuvred there and outnumbered in the end by Chettle and by Grantham, but Griffiths picks up a loose ball there, and Jordan Buckley can't quite get on it, but Griffiths picks up a loose ball there, and now it's Tunde Owolabi, take it into the box from the left hand side, into the box he goes, puts it on his right foot, shoots, and scores! Oh my goodness me, what a fine goal from Tunde Owolabi. He just took it inside and he used the defenders as screens there and placed it perfectly into the side netting, and FC United take a 1-0 lead.
Well, Tunde's took over from where he left off on Saturday. Let's hope that FC do the same. A superb ball out to him. He cut inside, beat the fullback, beat the centre-back, created himself a little bit of a space as he was moving across the 18-yard line and curled a strike that went straight into the far post area. Beat the keeper, hands down.
And it's a corner ball to Basford. And it comes, delivery, good, well met. FC's still got to deal with it. And it's back now with Reed. Another cross in, nice ball in again. And it's in, and it's been coming, I have to say. Kane Richards who's got ahead to it. Belford got a left hand to it, but could only parry it into the roof of the net. And to be honest, and it's that the FC authors to some extent of their own downfall there. They had a passing move, they lost the ball. Basford could break, win the corner. FC didn't deal with the first corner. Another cross came in, and Kane Richards equalises, and it's 1-1. Ball nodded forward by Basford. It's gone over the keeper's head. Oh dear! And Belford came for the ball.
Galinski.
It got a wicked bounce, and that really is, well, Roy, is that misfortune, or is Belford, has he misjudged it? Well, he has misjudged it.
He has misjudged it, but I mean, if you remember in the first half, I said that the ball was coming off the deck like a bullet, and we haven't had no rain, but obviously, you know, it is very, very skippy, and Galinski just pumped one forward there, like 60 yards. It took one bounce straight over the top of Belford and into the net.
An opportunity for a good delivery. We've played the 90 minutes. We'll wait to see how many minutes are added. But this is an opportunity now. Well, Griffiths chooses to play it to the left-hand side to Donoghue. So it's down to Donoghue to find the quality. Cross comes in, but it's well defended. Second ball won by Morris. Morris to Lenehan at a poor ball.
Away
and Kane Richards now. And it's one-on-one. And finally Grantham can settle this. Takes it round the keeper. 3-1.
And following that freak second goal from Baseford United, FC have been receiving a lot more press attention this past week, with the footage of the goal being shared around the world. Later in the show, we'll be hearing from FC keeper Cameron Belford, who was on the receiving end of that horrible bounce. But before that, on Friday night, Ben caught up with Neil Reynolds.
Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us on a Friday night. And, well, we should start with, now you've had time to dwell on it, the Tuesday night game. It's kind of exploded a bit, that goal. And I didn't really take too much time to really think about it. It was just one of them goals. But it's gone viral, hasn't it? I mean, how's Cameron taken to it?
Yeah, it is, Ben. I mean, Cam's taken it really well, hasn't he? You know, there's a couple of comments on Twitter. And, you know, is it safe to come out now? He's had, you know, there's been a lot of press, a lot of coverage about it. But it's, you know, it's a bit like Paddy a couple of weeks ago at Stalybridge. You let a goal in and, you know, he makes a mistake and ends up in a goal. Cam made a mistake, Tuesday United, end up in a goal. I think the nature of the goal, because the lad scored these, you know, the header from his own half. But, you know, it was a freak goal. And it was a game that I thought we were going to win. You know, apart from the first 20 minutes of the game, I thought, you know, we came out second half, we acquitted ourselves well. I'm still shouting at Curtis Jones for not playing, not on the phone, playing through the lines. And me and Curtis were having a conversation. Next thing, it's ended up in the back of the net. So, you know, it knocks us a little bit. But what's pleasing is that the goal didn't affect our confidence, and we kept playing the right way. You know, we went for it at the end and just got caught on the nap right in the last minute. But we're pleased, really. But as you say, you know, it's a free goal and it's got a lot of attention this week. I think Gary Lineker's retweeted it today. So,
publicity is good publicity, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, for me, you know, it's been a long week because, you know, I despise losing games. It hurts me for the full week. And, you know, I can slightly accept it because of the way we play, but it still doesn't make it any easier. A defeat's a defeat. And, you know, I just can't wait for tomorrow now to try and put right what was wrong Tuesday.
Yeah, and the other thing we had to say is, and we did say this in commentary, Baseford only had 3 shots on target, and that includes that freak header as well. So, I mean, there you go.
Credit to Baseford. They're a very well-organised side. I like the manager, Steve Chappell, and, you know, fair play to them. They won in the right manner. They played in the right manner. I think they'll be, you know, one of the top teams this season. But, that, again, that shows how far we've come, doesn't it, as a team. You know, we're taking teams like, you know, Warrington's and South Shields and now Baseford's to the wire and giving a really good account of ourselves. So, you know, we'll learn from it. We're hurting, we're bruised at the minute, but we'll hopefully bounce back tomorrow.
Right, let's talk about tomorrow then. Atherton Coles, our second trip there this season after the replay in the FA Cup last month. I mean, that was a hard-fought game, and I think we're probably expecting similar tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, Michael Clegg's already put it on Twitter today, hasn't he? He's put, you know, a massive game. I don't think he put it on last week or the week before that, but all of a sudden it's a massive game, isn't it? FC United are coming to town. So, you know, it always gets other people up for the game, and, you know, it gives them the added incentive that we're going to bring a good fan base. But you know, I think we're better side now than what we was a few weeks ago at Atherton. I think we're getting better, you know, every week. Atherton's going to be a massive test. Like I said, they're going to raise the game. Because it's us, they're going to want revenge on us. But we're going down there with a game plan and a game that we want to win, but full of confidence. You know, I keep saying this every week until the statistic changes, that our last league defeat away from home was the first game of the season, and we're moving into November still with that record intact. So, you know, there's lots of positives. And, you know, for us, that gives us confidence. And we'll remind the players of that in the dressing room tomorrow. We've got to go out there, execute our game plan, take our chances when they come, defend. We can defend and hopefully come quarter five. We've got 3 points on the board and a step closer towards the playoff positions, because they're very much in our sight at the minute, Ben.
FC United manager Neil Reynolds there speaking to Ben on Friday night. To hear now how FC United got on against Atherton Collieries on Saturday, it's time to hand over to our FC Live team.
So, hello everybody and welcome to FC Live. This is FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army, and you join us here in civilised surroundings of the bar, the main clubhouse bar here at Alder Street, the home of Atherton Coles.
a fine array of beer and alcohol, and this afternoon the home of the FC Live team, Afferton calls against FC United of Manchester here in the Northern Premier League. Stato Paul's with me for this opening gambit. Hello, Paul.
Good afternoon.
So thank you for joining us here in the FC Live lounge, as we're calling it.
Let's hope we're as intoxicated with what goes on outside.
just to let everyone know, the commentary position this afternoon is a bit, how can I word this?
Challenging.
So thankfully, me and Paul are going to bow out before the match and leave it to our expert commentary team of James and Roy for this afternoon's coverage. But just to say, just before we get going, good luck, everybody. Good luck. Anyway, so FC United against Afferton, what are we expecting this afternoon, Paul?
Well, Colliery's kept a clean sheet for the first time last Saturday in the season, so that tells you something. They've struggled to score goals, though. They've only got 13 so far in the league after 11 games. But having said all that, they've only had 3 home league games out of 11, which is rather odd. It's a strange imbalance in their fixture list so far, due to cup runs and whatever. They've got an old boy, an FC old boy. Who hasn't these days?
As someone rightly pointed out before, of course you're going to have loads of FC United old boys. We had 57 players last season,
yeah,
Paul.
Yeah, we let 54 go. They've got to find a home somewhere.
Exactly. But yeah, Michael Brewster, who I'm pretty sure...
We saw him score at Radcliffe on
debut. Yeah, he went off to Drolsden, I think. But yes, but a good midfielder.
Yeah, he certainly had potential. Unfortunately, didn't quite make it with us. But again, it's a danger, isn't it, when you get an old player wanting to prove himself.
Well, let's talk about our lot for this afternoon. FC United obviously played Basford United. It is pronounced Basford, by the way. FCM TV team. Basford.
And Tim.
It is pronounced Basford. Cameron Belford. Yeah. It's been like water for ducks back all this past week. It's been difficult, though.
I think it's rather tragic that a player's mistake puts the club back on the world map. But that's what it did. It went viral, thanks to the BBC, The Guardian, and everybody else who jumped all over it. But I suppose it's raised the club's profile around the world, and I suppose we should be grateful in a way for that.
Yes, yeah, so last time we had a video that went viral, it was the Frickley Athletic midfielder at Gig Lane who passed it back from the halfway line and went over the goalie's head. That was the last time we had anything like this. But we were right behind it. It was headed like Shane Warne had headed the ball back. It just bounced and sped up after the bounce. So
I think mistakes get made, and unfortunately as a goalkeeper you get punished for them far more than others. But we've got to move on from that game. A more entertaining stat, I think, is that since the opening day of the season we're unbeaten away from home in 7 league and cup games.
It's very impressive.
So that's compared to last season, we kind of righted the ship more away from home than at home in a way. But that run, obviously, we want to continue today at a ground where we won in September, so we need to do it again.
Since Grantham, we've only been beaten by Warrington, by
South Shields,
and by Basford.
Yeah, the top clubs in the table, really, the top half, isn't it? The top five or six.
Yeah, so the three teams that you'd say at the start of the season are likely to be in the top three. So
not exactly a surprise.
No.
But yeah, we're on a reasonable run at the moment. If you take away the top two who beat us at home, otherwise their results have been good.
And if you add to that the draw away at Lancaster, I think Lancaster third, aren't they, at the moment? It's not been too bad. But the team for this afternoon, a couple of changes from Tuesday night's game. Alex Baybos, he's dropped to the substitutes bench, but Alex Curran starts.
That's a very positive move.
It is. Regan Linney also starts as well, alongside Jordan Buckley and Owalabi, along with Curran. It's going to be a pretty attacking
And on the bench as well. You notice Chris Sharp's reappeared on the bench.
No defenders on that substitute bench, or goalkeepers for that matter. Lenihan, Donoghue, Ennis, Sharp, Baybos are the substitutes. At the back, it's the back four you've come to expect. Aaron Morris, Adam Dodd, Chris Doyle and Curtis Jones. Special mention for them. A good defensive line. It was overlooked on Tuesday night.
The number of offsides.
But the stats don't lie. Yeah. And it was worked upon, as Neil revealed in his pre-match interview. So
yeah, I think it worked very well on that respect. They obviously saw Basford play and worked to a plan. We lost the game, basically, on one error and a goal at the death where we were chasing a game with defenders up the pitch. But I must single out Adam Dodd, who I think has been exceptional in recent weeks.
Well, I'm pretty sure Aaron Morris and Adam Dodd both ran the most they've ever run in a match on Tuesday night, which is, I hope, came across in what we were trying to say, that the effort that the team put in
was clearly there.
We had to, because Baseford put a lot of yardage in. They put a lot of miles in, don't they? And yes. We have to track them and match them. And we did for parts of the game.
And when it comes to, can it be mirrored here? This is a different occasion, isn't it? This is Atherton Coles. This is, you know, everyone's on top of you. The pitch is what it is. The FA Cup replay and the home game show what Atherton Coles are capable of. It's not going to be easy, this
hard
one.
Hard work inside, scrap, fight the loose balls. It's going to be a tough afternoon for us. We're going to have to work to win this game. We're not going to be given this game on a plate.
But Paul, final thoughts to you. What are you hoping for?
I'm hoping that Tundy scores today, because he scored home and away against this side for Radcliffe last season. So he's no stranger. He scored the winner here back in March for his old club. So let's hope he gets on the score sheet again.
Well, Stato Paul, a big thank you for joining us. We'll be hearing from Paul at half-time. This is FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. And you join us in the clubhouse at Atherton Coles here at Alder Street. It was either this or the gantry. We've got no power, so we've gone with this. And in the end, our commentary team here of Roy Sewell and James Quinn haven't asked for a drink from the bar once, and that's the level of professionalism that we've come to expect from FC Live. But it's going to be a difficult afternoon, not just for FC United on the pitch, but for you two, because it's a challenging view, this.
It is slightly, to be honest. We could do with having our eyes on wing mirrors, where we could just watch around the corner.
I'll tell you what I'll do, lads. I'll go outside and I'll do hand gestures like I'm some kind of Channel 4 betting pundit on Channel 4 Racing.
Do you not think we get enough hand gestures as it is?
That's a good point, well made, Roy. But Roy, come to you for this next bit. We spoke about the effort that FC United have put in on Tuesday night. Potts and Griffiths running around all over the place. The high defensive line. The effort was there, but consistency, they've got to do it here. And if they do put in a performance like that here, we might get a better outcome, hopefully.
Well, you had a decent outcome last time you came here, which was a 1-0 win. So, you know, if it's a 2-0 win, that's the only way you're going to better it. But what I will say is that I think that Atherton are a really capable, well-disciplined team. They know what their roles are within the team. They're not the most exciting, but they do get the tails up and off they go. So FC are in for a bit of a battle here today.
Well, the teams are now out on the pitch, so it's now time to hand over to our expert commentary team for this afternoon. This is FC United against Atherton Colliery's in the Northern Premier League. It's Roy Sewell, but first, James Quinn.
And midfield there, the ball is hoofed rather by Atherton. Dodd picks it up infield, around about halfway, plays it square ball into Griffiths, back to Dodd. Dodd, left-hand touchline. Now it's Griffiths again, just inside his own half. Nice ball through. Buckley on the turn. Dispossessed. Ball played out there, and Doyle misses a tackle. And they're through here. And it's Bentham, and he puts Atherton Colliery's into the lead. And, Michael Potts going fairly apoplectic there. I think with Doyle, committed himself there. Couldn't get to the ball, and that left Bentham in the clear, and he executed very well.
Yeah, it was a silly little mix-up there, but you have to say that it wasn't only Bentham in there. You know, you had the forward of Jordan Clover as well, who was actually there to knock it in, but he took his goal really well with his left foot underneath the outcoming Belford, and it's Atherton taking the lead. And to be honest, I mean, they're actually playing decent football, possession-wise.
Griffiths now with this free kick. It's about 10 yards inside Atherton territory. It's on the right-hand side as FC go forward. Plenty of blue shirts in the box for Griffiths to aim at. Far post, nice delivery. Oh. Headed down, second ball. Jones heads it back in.
Get it.
A scramble.
Oh, yes.
And the ball's gone in. I think it's Alabi.
It is.
Who else at the moment? And a really good delivery there. Nicely headed back into the danger area by Curtis Jones. And Alabi scrambling it in there for the equaliser. Atherton 1, FC United 1.
The initial ball into the box was a really deeply struck ball. Hung in the air a little bit. The goalkeeper, Oliver Byrne, came off his line and completely missed the ball with a punch. Which basically set up Curtis Jones to nod the ball back into the higher parts of the goal, before it was cleared off, but Alabi was there just to pounce on that rebound clearance.
So all square.
Yep.
31 minutes gone.
Yeah, the teams are collecting there in the
box. So await this free kick from the left-hand side.
Yeah.
For FC United. Referee's whistle goes. And we await the delivery. Here it comes. Far post. Buckley went up well. Second ball won by Potts. Edge of the box. Potts shoots.
Oh,
what a magnificent strike by Michael Potts. Top corner. Well, Buckley went up for it well. Putting pressure on the defender so they couldn't really direct his header. And Michael Potts waited just inside the 18-yard line and absolutely hit that so sweetly. Half volley.
Well, the ball got delivered in, and you have Buckley going up for the ball, you know, with the goalkeeper. And what's happened is the ball off the keeper's punch has been really, really poor towards the back post area, and Potts has come onto it on the angle at the back post area, fired it in to the far post area, and absolutely thunderbolted it straight into the net. A tremendous strike.
So it's Atherton Colliery's 1, FC United 2. We played 39 minutes. Well, what an absorbing contest we have, and full marks to FC. And now it's Linney again. Good cross in, and almost meeting it was Jordan Buckley. Just couldn't get a boot to it there, and it does end up safely in the arms of Oliver Byrne.
Well, this half, because we're only about 3 minutes away from official half-time, this half has been pretty even. Both teams have been in the fight. Both teams have missed opportunities as well. And
FC may be in trouble here. Threading through. It's a Bentham.
He's done it.
It's 2-2. Well, well, well. FC there just not dealing with a ball that was cleared. And it's 2-2. And Belford comes out and collects. Rolls the ball out. Curtis Jones. Now it's Griffiths bringing it forward on the towards the left flank. Played forward out to the left-hand side. And it's Dodd who'd made a good run. Now it's Regan Linney towards the box now. Linney, edge of the box, tries a shot.
What a
magnificent strike from Regan Linney. He just put it onto his right foot and he stroked it into the top corner. Roy, real quality there.
Absolutely.
We were
superb.
Talking about him at half time.
Yeah, he came off the left flank, cut across, very similar to how Tundio Alabi does as well. And but this time he absolutely swung his right foot at it. It curled all the way into that top 90. Keeper have absolutely no chance. Ball dipping at the same time as he's diving. And FC 3-2 up.
And how wonderful to see two quality strikes, edge of the box.
Yes.
First from Potts in the first half, and now Linney puts FC into the lead, back into the lead here at 3-2.
Yeah, and at 50 minutes we've had a little bit of a goal fest, if not a football spectacular.
And that's it.
That's the game.
And FC United with an excellent 3-2 win. They went down after 5 minutes. They withstood some early pressure. They came back into themselves there. Goal from Olabi in the 31st minute, and then a superb strike from Michael Potts in the 39th. But then, just before half-time, Jordan Cover levelled things up for the home side before Regan Linney in the 53rd minute. Another superb strike from the edge of the box, curled into the top corner, and FC United come away with the spoils. And just about good value for it, but it was tight.
It was very tight. I mean, there was two evenly matched teams here, and if the truth's known, you know, it could have gone either way, but I feel that FC had the edge, the sharpness in the forward movements on a more consistent basis. Atherton showed a lot of good control, composure in the way they disciplined themselves in the structure of the game, but FC had a little bit more fluidity in the way they passed the ball and actually managed to transition the ball through the thirds of the field.
So and it continues, doesn't it, what has been a general kind of upward curve for FC in last sort of 6 to 8 weeks really. And I thought there was good character shown, just a little bit of potential kamikaze football on occasions towards the end, lack of streetwise. You know, you think
Tundy, you know, attacking player, fancies chances, tries a shot. Maybe he could have taken it to the corner flag. You have the back heel from
like Morris, Griffiths, where he just started slinging the first time foot at it, and the ball wasn't going anywhere, just skimming off and giving possession away to Atherton. But I mean, we've got 3 points. We've moved up the division to, I think it's fifth position in the league. So this sums up always round, isn't it? You know what I mean? The points, the play.
And as we've discussed, Atherton are a decent side. They've shown it. 3 contests have been very close. 2-2 at Broadhurst in the cup. The 1-0 replay win. FC just nicking it at the end. And now this game today.
Yeah, and the officials, you know, we had a little pop at the official on this side, Mr. Wright, who got a few things wrong. But overall, you know, the officials added to the game, and all, they kept the game flowing. You didn't really see any silliness, you know, as regards some of the decisions. Everybody did very well. Spectators, the banter here between the Atherton crew and the FC crew, who are all looking the 50s and 60s, was funny, it was amusing. It's right in front of us, because they're only about 5 yards apart from one another, and they're singing songs to one another, and a little bit of banter, you know, within the songs. So the day was great, you know, a footballing day.
Yeah, it's a great ground, this. As I say, superb pies from Carol Monks. Can't mention her enough. And FC, but as you say, great spirit, major banter really between the two. A lot to do with Bolton Wanderers, of course. Atherton just being a couple of miles down the road from Bolton, and Atherton Colliery fans often double up as Bolton fans, so fun to be had there. But FC United have stuck to it, showing character and good progress being shown throughout the squad, you would have to say.
Well, they're playing with a good structure, aren't they? You know, and they understand what they should be doing. That's one of the biggest things. And to be honest, that when they don't do what you feel you're seeing, it shows up like Aaron, you know, Morris snatching at a couple of shots there, you know, and clearances, when really all he had to do was stop the ball, control the ball, and ping it up into areas or to players, you know, that could relieve the pressure. He didn't need to add to the panic. There's no need.
But these are all, you would expect Neil Reynolds and the coaching staff to pinpoint those things and just think, you know, about game management when you're one goal up with a few minutes left in Belford.
Belford's enjoying himself there, isn't he?
Who stood out for you if you were picking a man of the match for FC?
I thought Michael Potts. I thought was quality. Yeah,
was indeed.
He got himself about the field. He got himself across the field. He got himself on the score sheet with a thunderous drive into the top corner. He could have had a second one as well, very similar in the second half, but he covered every inch of this field here, and also not only playing while he was playing his own game, but while he was covering for other players that might have been out of position.
Just to let you know, I spoke to Neil. He's very, very happy, and he'll be coming in the bar shortly for an interview, of course, and nothing more. With the full-time scores the way they are, just to confirm, FC United are up to fifth in the league in the player positions now, 1 point behind Warrington, who were beaten this afternoon by 2-1 at home to Stalybridge Celtic.
Yeah,
and just to say as well, the league leaders have dropped 2 points as well this afternoon. They drew 1-1 with Grantham Town, a team who, let me remind you, a couple of weeks ago lost 7-0 to Buxton.
Yeah, and when you look at the league table, I mean, it's 2 wins off second spot as well, isn't it? You know, so long may the consistent results continue.
Right, can I talk to you about this team that Neil and Brian have assembled this season? You know, there's a lot of, how can I put this, step four players who've come together. So Tundi Owolabi from Radcliffe, you know, Griffiths, Doyle obviously was a relegated Marine side last season. So it all seems to be working quite well as a unit.
Yeah, they don't necessarily have to be the best players in the league to make the best team. It's all about a blend. And at this moment in time, I mean, Neil keeps talking about, you know, the way the lads feel a togetherness. I'm a great believer in that. You know, I believe that you know, from my own point of view, I don't feel I've ever had a poor dressing room. And when you've got a good dressing room, you have to basically just show them the direction. You don't have to tell them all the time about the commitment, about the tenacity, about what they should be doing, you know, individually. They just do it because they pull one another along. And I think that's a very important ingredient to this side. Well, I'll say this squad at this moment in time.
I mean, we should say the only points we've dropped recently is against Basford and South Shields, who are currently 1-2 in the league. We've beaten Warrington. We drew at Lancaster. So we really don't have anything to fear, really, in this division at the moment.
No, there's nothing to fear in football other than yourselves. And if you concentrate on yourselves instead of your opponents, that's where you either improve or sustain what you've either need or you've already got. And I think Neil realises that as well, like, you know.
Obviously, this afternoon, Alex Babos was on the bench. It'll be an interesting question to ask that about his loan situation, because I think, based on my maths, the 30 days are up shortly. So that's...
I don't think there's any intrigue or secrecy to that. I think as a young lad that's give his all, has battled really, really well, and maybe felt he just needed taking out of the firing line a little bit, you know, more so than fatigue him completely. To go back to Derby, you know, on the low rather than a high. And the fact is, we don't know yet whether or not he might stay another month anyway.
Alex Curran, I think he's staying another month, that's for sure. Do you think we missed him on Tuesday?
I do. I thought up until half time he was edging Michael Potts for MOM, not because he did anything special other than he just had this, like, magnetic force that was drawing him to the ball, or the ball drawing into himself, and he was picking up loads of loose ball. And a lot of things like that, you know, are missed by Speckies. They look at the goal scorers, you know, and the ones who create, but the ones who nullify a lot of threat, he's one of them. He comes into that carry, but when he gets the ball and he moves forward, he's always looking for a positive forward move, a positive forward link up, a positive forward strike at goal. There's nothing negative about his play.
And Cameron Belford obviously has had a good week because it's been his birthday, but yeah. An interesting week elsewhere, because obviously we all know what happened on Tuesday, but he's bounced back pretty well today, hasn't he?
I won't talk about bouncing back too much to him, yes. You know, but in his defence, you know, and I haven't seen it. I'm only going off what I saw on the day. I haven't seen it on the replay or on video. And my feelings are that, it was technically his error. What he did was he came out for the ball. He was slightly to the right of the ball, as my memory serves me. And he tried to, as he has done normally, to grab the ball and deliver it
to the other side.
Early doors. And because he's been maybe overcompensated on his right-hand side, and then he's lost his footing just for that second, he's took his eye off the ball. It's shifting him further away from the ball. It's caused it to go over his left side. And once it had gone past him, he realised, because he looked back, thinking about, shall I run? And it was over and done with. The ball was just nestled in the far corner.
Well, Neil Reynolds is about to enter the bar. I don't know why I'm standing up. It's going to take him quite a while to get to us. This might be a raucous interview you're having to do here, because we'll see what his reaction is when he gets in the bar. But we're going to be joined by Neil Reynolds in a second or two. But FC United winning this afternoon by 3-2. And FC United up to fifth now in the league table, and very much a part of the makeup of the top end.
Yeah, we've also got to say as well, you know, the spectators were outstanding today. What was the capacity? Any ideas?
The capacity?
Yeah.
I'd say there was a 1,500, I reckon, were here this afternoon.
Right, okay.
I reckon that's conservative.
And how many pies?
Oh, loads of pies. Anyway, here's
Neil. Hey, guys.
Well, hey, Neil, congratulations. What was the key ingredient today?
I think it was down to a lot of belief today. You know, we turned up, pitch was heavy, pitch was long. You know, and that can sometimes scupper us. But, you know, I did remind the lads of our amazing league record away from home. I reminded them that, you know, Tuesday night was a freak result, and, you know, we were on top, and, you know, we didn't get our just rewards, and today, to make sure that we won, you know, we get in the playoff places, and that for me was key today. But listen, I thought as a unit we were brilliant. I think you probably see two of the best goals that you're going to see, you know, in any non-league game today in Linney and Potts. But listen, we got our rewards, we got our just rewards, and, you know, Atherton are a good side. Not a lot of people come here and get a result, and you know, we got a little bit of lady luck on the offside. Linesman said it was 5 yards offside, so I've just got to go with that. But for me, it's a winning weekend. It's brilliant.
And how much is it about character when you give away the early goal, and particularly after the reverse on Tuesday night, and then they get the equaliser just before half time? How much is it? Is that showing the character that's developing?
I mean, James, I'm honest, you know, and I'll always tell the radio what I said. At half time, I went for the back four. You know, I absolutely went for the back four. We work on in training, one attack, three drop off. We work on our distances to concede the goals that we did in the first half today, to concede the one before the half time. I'm all right with Doyley slipping. I'm not all right with Jones and Morris not dropping off. And we've got to get better at that. And I'm like, we play some great football, and then we look like a team that's goals 5 out of 6 clean sheets to go and concede goals like that. I went from at half time, I gave them direct instructions, they were brilliant second half. We won it with a wonder strike from Regan, but I think on the balance of play, we deserve that today.
And Atherton. Good, three tough contests. Good side again. Is it a side that really makes you work hard to get your result?
Team, you know, the centre half today, Thompson, 18 games at Celtic, pro all his career. John Welsh, Liverpool, Preston North End. You know, likes a Hardcastle, Coventry. They've got really, really good players, and you have to work really hard. You come here. One thing that Michael Clegg does is insist his teams work really hard, but also has good ability in the team as well. So we knew it wasn't a given. We knew what they could do at our place, and they did well. We knew how to win the game here. We did that in the FA Cup, and we've come here and won again today. But it's a place I won't like to come to every week, you know. No. And I'm glad we've got it out of the way now.
And Michael Potts, we talk about how industrious he is, what a great leader. How pleased for him that he strikes such a sublime goal as that.
I mean, it shows what I know as a manager, because I told him before the game, don't even think about shooting. You know, I'm sick of the balls going over the top, and there's a little bit of banter at the minute between, you know, the squad and Potsy. But what a strike, and he came straight over to me, and, you know, it shows what I know, really. What great goal, and, you know, delighted for him. As his overall performance, he's getting better every week, and he's the Michael Potts that I know, and that's the reason why I brought him to FC United. He's getting fitter, stronger, industrious. You know, he's taking responsibility all over the park, and, you know, we can see how much of a big miss he was last season.
And so, you know, the FC that we want to see entertaining football, we want to see goals. How pleasing it is also to see Regan Linney with a goal that was the winning goal right in the top corner, as good as you'll see.
I mean, that kid's got all the ability in the world. It's what he wants. You probably heard me in the first 20 minutes. He was playing too wide. We played as a narrow four, and I said, if you come and play inside your fullback, you get your rewards. So I had a bit of a do at half time. He come in, played inside his fullback. He's got the ability to bend one in the top corner, and, you know, that's what he's about. And there'll be more goals like that from Regan Linney while he's playing for FC United.
Well, excellent. We're going to start Alex Baybos. Do we have a decision on his future yet?
No, so the reason why I left Alex out today, I've been trying to get in touch with Derby for the last 48 hours. I didn't get a response. We know he's up tomorrow. I thought it'd be unfair to play him without knowing what was going to happen in the future. We want to keep him. We want to develop him. But it's down to Derby, and we'll find out on Monday. We have got a bit of transfer news. We put 7 days in on Ash Young from Buxton. Buxton have waived that, so Ash will hopefully join up with the squad, just bolster our midfield, and obviously now Rodney went last night, so, you know, we'll keep tweaking it, but, you know, the best thing is that we're going to get a really good team here, and that's my sole motive. Let's get a really good team here.
And Tunde Olabi finds the net again, and he's a player who works back as well, isn't he? Does his defensive duties as well.
He gets so many plaudits every week. He got his goal today. But I tell you now, if they would have scored on that corner when he should have gone in the corner, he would have got the wrath of me, because he's got to know as a player as well. That's great. Keep the ball a minute to go. He surrenders possession to get a corner. That could be the difference. But listen, let's stick on his goals. He's been a great signing. He's a great talent. You know, hopefully going to be able to do something with him in the next 5 to 7 days, and I won't give too much away about that, but we're in deep talks with the club now, and with Tunde, so
he's a great attitude.
Yeah, great attitude. And, you know, sometimes you go to the end of the world with that. When someone's got an attitude like that, you're forgiven for making mistakes. But his goal ratio is great. I think he's top of the goal scoring charts tonight, so long may it continue.
What are the is it making sure it's just work, every game whoever
we've
played.
Got to work Tuesday, Thursday now, and Wednesday probably this week on our back line. You know, I've been effusive of praise for the back line, but we've got to now shut it up and stop conceding. That's 5 conceded in the last 2 games. You know, it's great last Saturday. 5-2 is not good enough, and Doyle and Jones is a centre-half partnership with Dodd and Morris and Cameron behind. But that back five have conceded five, so we've got to urgently rectify that. So we'll be working on the training ground. We'll enjoy tonight. We'll get ready for next week.
Well, I look at the back four, you know, as your defensive line, and I agree with you totally. If one goes in, you talk about distance and covering. You know, it's the angles that you cover, and it's all the distance that you're away from them. And on occasions, they have split themselves a little bit too far and a little bit too square.
Roy, I do hours of analysis on them pods and the distances and the heat maps. I do everything, and you know, we give that feedback back. Listen, first half they didn't get it right today, but you've seen how good of a partnership they are second half. And you know, as long as they can take criticism, there will be criticism given out.
Well, it's not so much criticism as you're trying to help them.
We're trying to help them.
You know what I mean? This is the thing.
They can take that on board. And listen, this is a squad that's hungry now. And if sometimes it's got a, I've got to give difficult messages, I'll give it. You know, in there now, there's a winning dressing room. They can't wait to get in the bar. They deserve the plaudits. And you know, we're gonna have a good week of training. And I am looking forward to having a Tuesday night off, being a game, because it's been a long time since I've been on the training park for 2-3 times a week. So we're gonna enjoy training this week.
One very final thing, Aaron Morris. You talked about he was in bits. Great response, although you had to go at that. He still was it was a solid performance.
Listen, young kid, he's brilliant, isn't he? He's up and down, he's work ethic, he's winning headers. He's going to get better and better and better, and he was in bits the other night. Happier with his performance today. But I said to him now, I said, listen, me and you will get on the training ground Tuesday night. We'll do some work with your distribution. But he's such a great kid, and his attitude is brilliant. So, you know, we're going to work with Aaron, and he's got a massive future at this club. Massive future.
Great
love. And I thought, Michael Potts, outstanding today, and he kept it with an absolute superb driven goal. Tremendous. Done really well. I'm pleased for him.
Brilliant.
Well, Neil, thanks as brilliant. Always for your time, and we'll see you on Saturday. Enjoy
thank
tonight
you. Cheers.
All right,
thank you.
See you later.
I was saying, I don't think we've commentated in a bar since we're in the Northwest Counties. And I think it's fun. It's fun. How was it, the noise? Was it all right?
It's fine. I mean, it's fine. If we didn't have headphones, it would...
Oh, yeah, it'd be unbearable.
That does help.
but we should go now. But just before we go, just to confirm, FC United up to fifth. Warrington have dropped all 3 points this afternoon, so they're 1 point ahead of us in fourth. They were beaten 2-1 at home to Stalybridge Celtic. There were wins for Lancaster City and for Basford, but South Shields have now only got a 5-point lead up at the top. That's because they drew 1-1 with Grantham Town. Elsewhere, Buxton beat Witton Albion by 2-0, so Buxton are now out of the relegation places. Dropping into the relegation places, Bamber Bridge, also in the relegation spots now, Gainsborough Trinity and Stafford Rangers all suffering defeats this afternoon. There were wins for Radcliffe and for Ashton, as well as for Scarborough, and as we mentioned earlier, also for Stalybridge Celtic. In the FA Cup, just before we go, congratulations to Nantwich Town. They beat Kingsland Town and are now through to the first round proper. Whitby have drawn 1-1 with Stourbridge, and therefore that'll be going to a replay on Monday, I reckon. Unlucky Belper Town, they lost 2-1 at Knox County. But that's everything for FC Live for this afternoon. Hope you've enjoyed the ambience here from the clubhouse bar at Atherton Coles. A big thank you to Atherton. They've set this up just for us.
Oh, it's
they've
tremendous,
provided
yeah.
us power and a table and a little card in here. It's like being at VIPs or something. But thank you to Roy, thank you to James, thank you to Stato Paul for joining us at half time, and Neil Reynolds obviously at full time. But we've got to go now. We'll be back next week from Stainton Park for FC United against Radcliffe in the FA Trophy. You've got that the wrong way around, I take it.
Oh, is it on Tuesday?
No, Saturday. Did I
Saturday.
Say Tuesday? I said Saturday, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. We'll see you Saturday from Stainton Park for our 18th trip to Radcliffe this season, and be there or be square. But it's all finished here, and FC United are into the playoffs. We'll see you all very soon. Bye-bye.
Yeah, good afternoon.
FC Live there from Saturday afternoon following FC United's hard-fought 3-2 win over Atherton Collieries. Soon after FC Live went off the air at Alder Street, Ben caught up with FC United keeper Cameron Belford.
Firstly, happy birthday, Cameron. You've had a very interesting week, to say the least. Let's talk about Tuesday night.
Yeah,
I was right behind it. It felt like the ball had been headed by Shane Warne, the way it spun off the grass. But what's your take on the whole thing?
Groundsman's fault. No, in all seriousness, it's one of them. It was a freak one, really, I think, because I misjudged it, really. The ball's obviously come back, and I'm thinking, because it's raining second half, it's going to skid through, but it didn't, it bounced and it's gone over my head. But you know, it's one of them things, we move on, and you know, I think the best way to respond is by getting the 3 points like we did today.
Yeah, absolutely. And for yourself personally, obviously, you know, it was about getting the 3 points today, but you've got a nasty looking injury.
Yeah,
I think we saw it's from that challenge, wasn't it, that 50-50?
Yeah.
So you've carried on regardless. I mean, what's the update on that?
We've cleaned out, there's a little hole in my knee where the stud's gone through the skin, so it'll just be a case of off to the hospital and have it stitched, really, and we'll see how it is from there. But you know, it takes a lot for me to come off. You know, I've got a metal plate been off my cheek, so you know, I've had a lot worse injuries. So you know, and I looked over to the bench and I thought, you know, there's no goalkeeper on the bench anyway, so not that I felt like coming off. As I said, it takes a lot for me to come off, so I just wanted to get through the game then, and you know, we've got the 3 points that I thought we deserved today as well.
Yeah, absolutely, and up into the playoff positions now as well. I mean, you've joined us on loan from Dunedin. You seem like you're enjoying yourself, that's for sure.
Love it here. It's a great club, great people, great staff, great lads, everything about the club's being done right. It's a great place to be, and you know, we're picking up results as well. You know, I think that now is, I think since the first game of season, that's one defeat on the road away from home, so that's some record. You know, and we're doing all right at home as well, so you know, we'll keep ticking along nicely. We don't get too far ahead of ourselves, we don't get too down when we lose, we don't get too high when we win. We stay on a level playing field, and we'll keep taking each game as it comes. I know it's a cliche, but we've got to in this league. It's a tough league, and you know, if we keep grinding out results like we did today away from home, and playing the way we do at home as well, we will be there or thereabouts.
One thing we picked up on in commentary is just the fact that, you know, since you've took your chance, and you've come in and you've grabbed it with two hands, distribution and organisation is clear there. I mean, Baseford are offside 11 times so how important is that for yourself and what you're bringing to that back line?
Massive. I know that's the way that the manager wants to play. He wants to play out from the back. He wants people that are comfortable on the ball, and you know, I've always been comfortable on the ball my whole career, and I'll give it to people and I'll get it back. And you know, we can see that we've created a lot of goals from playing out from the back. I think the third goal's come from me rolling it to Curtis, who's then played it to Zoddy, and we've played up the pitch through the third. So you know, that's the way we want to play, and that's the way we're scoring goals, so it's always good. And I always think that, you know, from a goalkeeping point of view, you can see what's in front of you, everything. So you know, you're talking and organising is a massive part of goalkeeping. You can prevent yourself doing as much in a game as a goalkeeper if you just talk and organise and get people in right position. So you know, it's all coming to plan at the minute, and hopefully it can continue.
Yeah, next up is Radcliffe in the FA Trophy. Yeah. Looking forward to going back to Stainton Park.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I played my first game there. Obviously, yeah. I made save the penalty, and you know, we got a good result there. So it's going to be a tough game, because they've picked up a little bit as well. They're not a bad side. The way they're lying the table is kind of false, really. I do think they are a decent side, and it's going to be a tough game. It's going to be a scrappy one like it is today. I think, you know, facilities are quite similar. And I've been played at Radcliffe a lot of times. When I was at Bury, used to use their ground as a reserve team stadium, so I've played there loads of times, so I know what it's like. And we'll go there in good spirits and in good form as well, and try to get through to the next rounds.
And just give us a little flavour as well. Obviously, you're coming from Dunedin with full-time whistle there.
Yeah.
All the FCers are in that corner. Mm. What's that like?
Brilliant. You know, I think you can hear the fans as well throughout the whole of the second half. You're getting through to the later stages, we're hanging on a little bit. You know, the last 10-15 minutes, probably longer than that, the fans are singing the whole time. They don't shut up. You know, and it's a massive, massive boost for the lads. I think if you ask a lad that plays for a club where the support isn't as great, it does make a difference, because you know, they get you through games. And no, the fans here are magnificent. They've been brilliant with me. I've had plenty of messages after Tuesday. And I've had a lot of backing from people, and it's been brilliant, and it's really heartwarming, to be fair. And it's you know, I'm really enjoying being here, and as I say, long may it continue.
FC United keeper Cameron Belford there speaking to Ben on Saturday afternoon following FC's 3-2 victory over Atherton Colliery's. Next up for the Reds will be Radcliffe away in the FA Trophy this weekend. The address for the ground is Stainton Park, Pilkington Road, Radcliffe, M26 3PE. That's Stainton Park, M26 3PE. Kick-off on Saturday will be at 3 p.m. But remember, if you cannot make this game in person, then have no fear, the FC Live team are here. They'll be going to air live from 2:30 p.m. on www.fc-radio.co.uk. That's nearly it for this week's show, but just before we go, a big congratulations to former FCer Elliot Samoas, who made his first team debut at Championship side Barnsley on Saturday afternoon in their 1-1 draw with Swansea City. And on that happy note, that's it for this week's This Club Is My Club. You can hear this show on Mondays and Tuesdays at 12 p.m. and 7 p.m. on www.fc-radio.co.uk. And on North Manchester FM every Monday evening at 9 p.m. on 106.6 FM. The podcast can be downloaded via our website or from the iTunes store, and all the goals are held on audioboom.com/FCUMradio. A big thank you to everyone involved in FCUM Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.